On today's Tourism Roundup, we look at plans to transform Spanish Town into a heritage tourism center. And in our No Jamaica feature, we trod down memory lane to Emancipation Square in St. Catherine. If you know your heart clean like a whistle. The tourism industry encompasses a wide range of offerings. Among them is community or heritage tourism. Jamaica continues to promote this aspect of tourism due to its potential to diversify the local market. Community tourism offers visitors the opportunity to explore Jamaica safely, to visit communities and meet the locals in their own spaces, while conserving the national heritage, protecting the environment, and contributing to an improvement in the quality of life in local areas. To increase the country's offerings in this area, work to renovate Spanish Town St. Catherine into a heritage site is well underway. As the country's first city, Spanish Town boasts some of Jamaica's rich cultural sites. The town is also considered a hub for trade and commerce. It is against this background that Spanish Town was selected to be transformed into a tourist attraction.
The history of the Emancipation Square in Spanish Town, it's the only perfect Georgian square in the Western Hemisphere. It has a whole lot of history. I mean, that was where emancipation took place. The buildings that are there are really one of its kind in the Western Hemisphere.
President of the St. Catherine Chamber of Commerce, Dennis Robotham. Mr. Robotham says work to transform the town into a heritage tourism center has been progressing smoothly. Works undertaken so far include upgrading of the Spanish Town Park, construction of sidewalks, and the training of 30 tour guides in preparation for tourist arrivals when the north-south leg of Highway 2000 opens at the end of March.
We are well underway, and I think it has started, and we hope that the entire Jamaica will find it attractive. We're trying to become internationally recognized as a heritage site. So we're trying to get the necessary and the requisite, the requirements to reach the international state.
On completion, the project is expected to generate several jobs for locals.
With the new highway, we're trying to see if we can link with the cruise ships and the tour guides and the tour industry from that end to come through to Spanish Town to participate in enhancing and bringing them. I mean, economically, it will create jobs and open new ventures for a lot of people in Spanish Town.
President of the St. Catherine Chamber of Commerce, Dennis Robotham. Member of the Planning Committee, Cordell Williams-Graham, says the initiative will promote further commercial activity in the area.
Significant work that has been going into the project. Notice that the refurbishing has been underway in terms of Emancipation Square, the roofing of the museum. We've seen the changes in terms of landscaping and the upgrading of the sidewalks and the installation of the trails. And so we notice that they have been going through a significant upgrading and refurbishing of the area.
Mrs. Williams-Graham is encouraged by stakeholder interest and the Tourism Ministry's support for the project.
A tremendous amount of work has also gone into engaging all the stakeholders necessary to facilitate that. The schools are on board, members of the Ministry of Tourism, they're on board. Tourism Enhancement Fund is on board. We are very excited because it's going to mean a major boost in economic activities and opportunities for the residents of the community. To a place called
Jamaica. For our No Jamaica feature, we trod down memory lane to Emancipation Square in St. Catherine. Spanish Town still possesses memories of the past with its many historical buildings. The Emancipation Square is one such attraction and is generally acclaimed to be the most impressive of its kind in the West Indies. Some of the landmarks found at Emancipation Square include Old King's House, Old House of Assembly, Rodney's Memorial, and the Old Courthouse. That's it for this week's program. Join us again next time for another edition of Tourism Roundup. For producer Shanari Ferron and studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.